This Memorial Day weekend, News Talk 1250 WTMA becomes a thing of the past. Get ready for WTMA Rebound, a look back at the top 40 days of the mighty TMA. We're going to remember those years by playing back the actual recordings from the 60s and 70s that made TMA mighty. Memorial Day morning from 6 to 10 and Memorial Day afternoon from 3 to 6 right here on the nifty 1250.
WTMA Tiger Radio. Do you remember?
Presenting John Trenton and music on the Big 1250.
7:09 on the John Trenton Show. Better for your body than Alka-Seltzer. Able to leap tall buildings at a single bound. I'm reading a few lines from Spiro Agnew's biography.
Well, there you have it. Number 948 on our 1,673 hit parade survey. It's 24 minutes past 9 o'clock. I want to thank everybody who's calling their Uncle Boob, requesting songs. I want to thank you for taking time out for calling your lovely people. Those people calling up requesting that I go home early, wise up.
1972 Golden WTMA. Of WTMA, 35 degrees in Charleston. It's clear this morning, sunshine. The weatherman says our high today about 60 degrees.
CJ and Buzz here.
Hi there.
Wait a minute.
Hold there.
CJ and Buzz.
Thank you. Now.
The mighty TMA will be commercial-free today.
When?
At 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock, 1 o'clock, 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock, and 11 o'clock.
Uh-huh.
That's exciting.
Big news.
There'll be no paychecks this week.
Right now, we're exactly 5.5 minutes before 5 in the P&M. Tiger Radio Fun in the Sunshine. At street level, it's 87 degrees. Here's tune number 17 from the Four Seasons. Ragdoll.
1250 WTMA, that's hot chocolate and Emma. This is Gary London at 353 with the Bee Gees. And how can you mend a broken heart? Let a needle and thread.
The Royal Guardsman of the mighty TMA, and that's called Snoopy versus the Red Baron. We have 13 minutes before 9 o'clock now. By the way, that record's number 24 this week on our TMA Tiger 2 race.
Oh, I almost didn't get here. I'm screeching tires. Later in the pack, WTMA with Golden for you from the Shangri-Las. It's 12:07. I'm John Burwell. This is Blue Sweet.
I can't stop this beat. WTMA.
Good afternoon and welcome to the WTMA DJ Reunion Talk Show. I'm John Quincy, and we have a very special host for the next 2 hours, along with some very special guests. Ladies and gentlemen, you know him, you love him, you can't live without him every night on your TV. It's Bill Sharp from Channel 5. Hey, Bill.
Oh, John, it's good to be with you. Thank you very much for those kind comments. Hi, everybody. Bill Sharp from Live 5 News, and I am honored to be here as we walk down memory lane and look back at the great days of WTMA, back when it was the mighty nifty 1250 Tiger Radio. And John Quincy, I got to tell you, I grew up listening to people like Jim Diamond on the radio and sort of dancing to the music of WTMA. It was the big, big rock and roll station when I was growing up back in the 50s and 60s and 70s. And folks, we're going to remember how it was back then. Special thanks to Charlie Thompson. His Wonderful World is usually on today from noon until 2. But we're going to preempt that as we celebrate the 65th anniversary. Remember the 65 years of WTMA. Let me tell you briefly what's coming up before we talk to some disc jockeys you haven't heard probably in 20, 30, maybe even 40 years. Tomorrow night, the big WTMA DJ reunion sock hop hosted by the good guys from WTMA's top 40 days. And listen to this price. It starts at 7 p.m. tomorrow night at the Omar Shrine Temple out at Patriots Point. It's only $4 per person, $7 per couple. You can't beat that price. All the money, all of the proceeds goes to Happy Days and Special Times, which deals and helps kids who have cancer. So come on out and join in the reunion and celebrate with us. Dance the night away at a good old-fashioned sock hop tomorrow night. The price is right as we remember the good old days with the WTMA good guys. The sock hop tomorrow night beginning at 7 o'clock at the Omar Shrine Temple at Patriots Point in Mount Pleasant. And then, you are in for the biggest treat of all come Monday, Memorial Day, because from 6 till 10, everything everything will be authentic the way it was back in the 60s and 70s. John Quincy, you put together a great show.
It's going to be so cool.
We're also going to have that show from 3 a.m. until 6 p.m. I should say 3 p.m. until 6 p.m. instead of Rocky D, instead of Radio Free Rocky D. Tell me, John, briefly about the show you put together, which is going to take us back to the way it was way back when we had the mighty WTMA Tiger Radio.
Yeah, it's called WTMA Rewound. We have archived a lot of material with some help from some former WTMA employees. Tapes from going back as far as the 50s. We have something from Jack Gale from the 50s. A lot of older Charlestonians remember Jack Gale. Plus people like CJ and Buzz, Booby Nash, John Burwell, and the list goes on and on. We don't want to tell you too much about it, except that we will have real commercials, real songs, and a real newscast. So if you don't know what's going on, you're going to turn on your radio and you're going to hear about the Vietnam War going on.
Oh, my goodness.
And you're going to go, wait a minute, what happened? Did I, you know, is this Rip Van Winkle going on? No, it's the way it was, the way it was recorded back on WTMA back in the 50s, 60s, and 70s. So we're looking forward to sharing that with you on Memorial Day as we remember WTMA's music radio days.
We're going to transport you way back in time with a Wayback Machine right now. Let me tell you some of the people we've got for our big WTMA reunion as we remember the good old days of rock and roll at WTMA. You know, WTMA is the news and talk leader here in the Lowcountry, but back when I was growing up, back in the 50s and 60s and 70s, WTMA was the rock and roll station, and boy, did we have a great signal. Yet you weren't anybody. You weren't nothing, to use the colloquial language, unless you listen to WTMA, the mighty, nifty 1250 Tiger Radio. Let me tell you some of the people we've got in the studio with us right now who are going to remember and share their memories with us. Booby Nash is on the phone. We'll talk to him in just a minute. We've got Bill Edwards from the 60s, Buddy Charles from the 50s, Jim Diamond, who, by the way, worked with me under an assumed name at Channel 5 for many years. John Smith is with us, Mike West from the 50s, and Terry Allen, my good buddy, who was a wonderful disc jockey and who helped me along the way when I was coming up. Terry was a hot DJ here in the 60s. Let me start quickly on the phone with the Big Boob himself, Mr. WTMA for many years, the Big Boob, Booby Nash. Bob, how are you?
Well, you look a lot better on radio.
You know, you're a dirty dog. You know that, Booby? I used to think you were something, and then you say something like that, and you cut me to the quick.
All right. Well, you know, I'm in Fort Myers, Florida. We're down here for a wedding, not mine.
Praise the Lord for small favors. How's
well, yeah, you
do
it once, and once is enough, especially if you do it right. I have to say that because my wife is right here. But thank God, someone who speaks English. I'll tell you what, it's like being in a foreign country down here.
Oh, yeah? Why is that, Boob?
Well, everybody speaks Spanish.
Well, there you go.
The only thing I know is hola.
Hola.
You know, after that, I'm through. You know?
Well, you know, you're in sad shape then, Booby. I suggest you take a quick course in Espanol.
Espanol, yes.
Booby, when you remember back to the good old days of the 60s and 70s when you were here, tell me some memories that come to mind.
Well, to be honest with you, Bill, I showed up in Charleston in 1966. I had a few beers, and it was 1985. That's about all I remember.
Do you remember your wonderful wedding to Rayetta or not?
Oh, yes, I remember that.
You better say that, Boo.
Who could forget that?
Yes, I certainly won't.
She reminds me every day.
I bet she does.
No, listen, when I showed up in 66, WTMA was on top of the Dock Street Theater. I was really thrilled. I mean, to be able to say live, or almost live in my case, up and down the Eastern Seaboard broadcasting from atop the Dock Street Theater. I mean, it just really sounded impressive. You know, I impressed myself by saying that every night. And I was the night broadcaster at the time.
Right.
I went on at 7. We signed off at 1 o'clock at that time. We were not 24 hours. I don't know why, but I signed off at 1 o'clock, went to the Merchant Seaman's Club, which was a 24-hour club on East Bay Street, and that's where all the musicians would go, and the Magnificent Seven were playing. And those were the big days of living all night, trying
mm-hmm.
to sleep during the day.
Mm-hmm.
And
then when you grew up, Boob, you gave up your childish ways, I take it.
No.
No?
You got another question? Anyways, would you mind? I'm telling this story.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt.
Okay. In those days, in the first 2 years, I wore three different toupees. All looked like bird nests. And then we moved out to Orange Grove Road.
I remember that distinctly. That's where I first met the great Big Boom.
That's right. I was just going to say that. I first met you out there. You were a college kid. Trying to broadcast radio. You had a natural talent. Too bad it wasn't for radio and television.
Too bad but
anyway.
It wasn't there, but it was a natural talent for something. You know, back then, Boob, I was skinny.
Oh, no.
Yes.
All I remember is you still wore those wrinkled shirts.
Thanks a lot.
That's all I remember.
Thanks a lot, buddy.
But you were, you know, you really took to news. You were a newsman right from the beginning.
Right.
And we knew you were going somewhere. You just weren't in a hurry, and we wanted you in a hurry to go anywhere.
Anywhere but at WTMA. Right. Boob, you have since gone on, after your great days here as the top-rated man at WTMA, to become a minister, and a very popular minister at that. Can you quickly tell us about what happened, what changed your life and turned it around?
Well, you want that briefly?
I do.
God showed up. I mean, it was just a miracle. I think he does it for everybody. Right. I don't think I'm special, but Jerry Smith. Is Jerry in town?
Jerry is. Jerry's coming. He's not here yet. But,
well, that's typical of Jerry. He'll probably show up on Tuesday or Wednesday and say, "Where's the show?
Where's the show?"
Jerry Smith was worked the all night, and he was one of our engineers. We call him the chief engineer because he was the only one. And he came to me and said, "You know, your problem." And I was suicidal at the time, and my life was really a mess. Of course, I can't remember when it wasn't a mess. Rayetta reminds me that it's always been one big mess. But anyway, he showed up and said, "You know, you need to be born again." I said, "No, I'm Catholic, so I don't need to do that."
Right.
And anyways, he got me to go to a meeting. I went to a meeting. I experienced God. I mean, no one just, you know, witnessed to me, you know, how they browbeat you with the Bible. That didn't happen. I really had a visitation, and it changed my life. It doesn't mean you're perfect. Doesn't mean you're not going to make mistakes. But what a wonderful whirlwind. I went from being a disc jockey to a pastor of a church where people wanted to hear what I had to say, and all I could tell them is what happened to me. And then all of a sudden I found myself going throughout South America. I've gone to Russia, Ukraine, the Philippines, and all over, and ended up preaching on death row, which was a real heartbreaker for me. But that's how my life changed.
Well, it changed for the better, Boob, and we appreciate your taking time out to join us. So when are you coming home?
Well, I'm going to, we're going to be driving back on Monday.
All right.
And I understand some of the old guys that you got hanging around there, it looks like a retirement for poor, pathetic, well, I don't want to go into it.
You better not go into it.
Some of them are staying over for Monday night and Tuesday so I can meet with them. So it's a real thrill for me.
Boob, thanks so much for joining us. Please give our best to Rayetta and take care, will you? And have a wonderful trip back and a safe trip back.
I'll do it. Thanks, Bill.
All right, Boobie Nash, the great Boobie Nash, talking to us live on the phone from Florida. Now I want to introduce you to some other people we have here in the studios. Names from way back. Do we have time, John Quincy, before we hit a break?
I think we do.
All right, I want you to meet a guy that goes back to the 50s here at WTMA when I was a mere child, and that is Buddy Charles. Buddy, good to have you with us. How are you?
Pretty good. Thank you.
Thank you. Now, tell us what you did way back in the 50s here at WTMA.
Well, I think I started off very much like many people around here. I did weekend radio, and after about 6 months or so, Chuck Smith, who was then the owner, had me do from 2 o'clock in the afternoon until 6.
Right, which was prime time, afternoon drive time. By the way, buddy.
Well, today it's afternoon prime time.
Back then, it was just 2 to 6. Huh?
It was 2 to 6. We had quite a few listeners, but it was mostly in those days. The kids got out of school at 1:30. That's why I could go on at 2.
Oh,
and I got on the bus where WTMA furnished me a car. And I used to drive to the studios. It was at the Dock Street Theater.
Right.
And, of course, I had a mentor, Jack Gale.
Oh, gosh, that goes way back.
Right.
I've heard of the great Jack Gale.
And Jack and I ran the Hound Dog Record Shop.
Hound Dog Record Shop. Tell me a little bit about that, buddy.
Well, the Hound Dog Record Shop actually came out of the Hound Dog Radio Program, which was you kind of growled in your voice, you know, "Hound dogs, here we go, rocking and rolling with Fats Domino."
Let me hear a little more of that, buddy. Come on, let's pretend as if you're on the air.
Ain't it a shame? Well, I have to have the beating going on down here at the bottom, and the dog is going, "Ooh!"
Ladies and gentlemen, listen to Mr. Buddy Charles.
And it's Ruth Brown in her band of renown.
That's the way it sounded back in the 50s. Also here from the 50s, Mike West. Mike, it's good to have you with us, too. How have you been?
Well, thank you, Bill. I shouldn't say the 50s. I was here 60 and 60.
61. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I'm not nearly as old as Buddy.
Well, you know what? Buddy looks great, and so do you.
Buddy does.
Now, what did you do, Mike, here when you were at the mighty TMA?
I was a weekend warrior, as Charlie Bird Lindsay used to call us, and I worked Saturday afternoons, generally until 11:30 or 12.
Mm-hmm.
We shut down at 12. Chief engineer turned off the transmitter, and the Citadel, sometimes I was a cadet at Citadel, and sometimes the Citadel would let me come back in just a little bit late if I was coming directly from the station back to the school.
You were a cadet at the Citadel working part-time here at WTMA on the weekends?
Right. Yeah.
Let me hear a little bit of your spiel, Mike. You remember how it sounded? Go ahead. Give us a little bit. Folks, this is taking you back to the 60s. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Mike West.
They called it the Mighty TMA. Miles and miles and piles of smiles right here on the Wild West Show. Big C of the Carolina Coast.
And pretty darn good, Mike.
They called me Wild West. I never considered myself all that wild, but there was Maurice Fox had Fox Music.
Yes, indeed. We all know Mr. Fox, Fox, and knew about Fox Music.
Well, he did a voiceover on a record that had all of our names in it, and it was called "I Dreamed I Was There in Hillbilly Heaven." And, I mean, that's when we were changing the format, too. We went from country to rock in the late 50s, early 60s. George Wilson was the program director then.
Did you ever graduate from the Citadel, Mike?
I did. I finished in 64 and went on to spent 30 years in the Navy. I retired as a captain.
What are you doing now?
I'm an engineer contractor for Spey War.
Spey War, great. Mike West, it's great to hear from you, too. You got a great voice, Mike. You know, you and Buddy sound terrific. We ought to get you two together. Another guy I want you to meet in the studio with us right now. We've got so many people. Do we have time to talk to Jim Diamond quickly here, John Quincy, before we take a break? I know we've got a break coming up. This man, Jim Diamond, has got the quirkiest, craziest sense of humor in the world. The reason I know that is because I worked with him at Channel 5 under his real name, which was R.J. Kite back then, and it still is, as a matter of fact. R.J., how the heck are you?
How would you like me to be?
However you want to be.
I could tell when I got here that I was at the right place because I saw all those stickers out there from the American Association of Radio People.
Uh-huh.
I guess that's what AAP stands for.
That's retired people, you dodo.
Let me, R.J.,
you were Jim Diamond, what years were you here as Jim Diamond?
I started in April of 63. What had happened is that I was going to high school, and one of the teachers at the school, the James Island High School, which I graduated from, gave me a call and said, "I understand you have a record player. We're having a disc jockey named Bob Mitchell to come in, and he doesn't have a record player, but he's got lots of records." And I said, "Well, I don't know if I should let him use my record player." So I brought it in, and I talked to the guy, and I expected to see some 6'6" guy walk in, and then walk some guy 5'2". 103 pounds, maybe, carrying 103 pounds of records.
Sounds like Rocky D to me, you know?
It probably was. And so I basically said, "Well, I would really appreciate it if you let me use the record player." And he was getting $50, and back in 63, that was a down payment on a house.
Right.
And so I just said, "Sure." He said, "No problem." So I'm, you know, slip queuing all the records and fading them down and whatever. He says, "You're doing a good job there. Would you like to come by the station and visit?" And I go, "Me?" And so a few days later, I come by on a Saturday, and it's raining. And of course, back then, we weren't at the top of the Dock Street Theater. We were on the second floor. We had another floor above us then. I don't know what where Boob came. Anyway, he said, "Would you like to come back at midnight when we went off the air and play with the equipment?" Me? So I came back.
Right.
And after two or three weeks of playing around, he said, "How would you like to work on the weekends?" Well, there was an announcer by the name of Bob Scott. He was from the Air Force. And he was working like 6-7 days a week, and he was getting tired of that real quick. So he said, "Can you get a weekend guy?" And basically that slot opened up, and he said, "Would you like to come in? Now, you can work here on the weekends until you get out of high school, and once you get out of high school, we'll offer you a full-time job." And I said, "Okay." And You know, so I started working, and I worked there from April of 63 to June of 65. And right around the last month of that, Bob Mitchell said, you know, you're not going to really go much higher than where you are without some good radio experience, information, education, whatever. Right. And I heard of a school in Memphis, Tennessee, so I went there for a year. And then I came back and went back to work at WTMA from January of 67 to March of 68 and met a lot of other funny people like Boob and John Smith and...
And you've got
Dave
a great,
Lloyd and,
yeah, all those people. Dave Lloyd, I remember working with him at a station we used to call the Super Q down there on the Marsh.
That's where I was. That's where I worked with him there too. I worked with him twice.
You've worked with a lot of good people, RJ. When you were Jim Diamond, how did you sound?
Well, I was young. I was kind of, you know, kind of real high voiced, and I was, I don't know, I couldn't really emulate myself.
Well, give us a little bit of how you sounded.
As far as how I sounded, you have to. WTMA time now. It's just about 12:26. We're looking at some great music from the Beatles coming up next. But first, here's a word from Bill Sharp.
Oh, that's pretty darn good.
You'll be able to hear Jim Diamond coming up on WTMA Rewound. We've got a segment of him as he sounded back in the 60s.
You mean we didn't burn that tape?
No, we didn't burn that tape.
No, it's been lovingly restored.
You wouldn't take the bribe.
We better take a break, I'd guess, John Quincy. And we'll come back as WTMA strolls down memory lane to the 50s, 60s, 70s, and 80s as we look back and remember the golden days of rock and roll right here at the mighty WTMA.